maximum security. Yet I've never heard anyone or anything in my life.
The Freedom League has murdered several people.
The Refuseniks, not the Freedom League. Thank you for coming, Secretary General.
The Refuseniks are closely allied to the Freedom League. Please do not insult my intelligence. If you told them to stop their killings, they would.
People always credit me with more power than I have. I should be flattered.
What would it take to stop the violence?
That is why I asked to see you. I have a proposal. You know the overlords.
I have only spoken with Karelin.
Is it your opinion that they are open to negotiation?
Beyond the general principles, Karelin has assured me that there shall be no restriction on human freedoms.
That is like saying beyond the ball and chain, a prisoner may go about his life as he chooses.
Freedom from destruction and cruelty cannot be portrayed as a prison.
I want you to ask Karelin this. Why cannot part of the earth be set aside from overlord rule? For free men and women to go about their lives not subject to the general principles.
And what kind of lives would they live on this reservation?
That is not for you or I to decide.
Free to practice the same cruelties that man has always done. To prey on each other. Perpetuate mindless atrocities.
If that is what they choose, so be it. But I am not suggesting that this free state will have no law. It will simply be outside overlord control. Those who wish to live under the overlord dominion are equally free to do so. But they will wither, become weak, without the need to struggle.
Or they will develop in ways we cannot imagine. Freed from this need to be ever contending with disease and poverty and endless conflicts. Those are the things that hold mankind back. Not ease, not contentment.
When the overlords came, I began to have dreams. In my dreams, I saw that they brought death. At that time, I imagined they would simply destroy us. The same fears that many people had. But I asked myself, why would God, the God I had always believed in, allow his children to be destroyed? I was in a pit of darkness. Then Karelin spoke to you, and what comfort it was that he talked of peace. And those who had listened to me turned from me and mocked me, saying that I had been wrong to make them fear the overlords. But I could not forget my dreams. I knew that God had spoken to me. Then I perceived his message, and all was clear. I saw that life spent in the ease and contentment that the overlords promise is death. Conflict and struggle are life. And I knew that God had thrown me into a pit of darkness and confusion to show me that cruelty and terror and the struggle to overcome those demons are what makes us human. God will not allow us to die, but we must resist. In the resistance, we show ourselves to be his children. In acquiescing to the overlords, we lose our souls.
Tortured logic. You have chosen unreason.
No. I have chosen freedom.